we're talking about the news this week that Milwaukee got the winning bid to host the 2020 Democratic National Convention. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. About 50,000 people are expected to descend on Milwaukee, and we're going to learn about the political significance of the DNC's choice here to hold the convention in Wisconsin's largest city and the message it sends. We're at 800-642-1234. What do you think of this news? Let us know. Charles Franklin is director of the Marquette University Law School Poll. He's a professor of law and public policy. He's the co-founder of Pollster.com, founder of PollsandVotes.com. Charles, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
So Milwaukee will be one of the smallest cities to host a presidential convention. What do you think the decision to go with a smaller city signals about, you know, what Democrats are thinking on 2020?
I think it highlights that this is a very deliberate choice by the party to come here. You know, our competitors were Houston and Miami, and those are much larger cities. And the convention, either party's convention, has never been held in Milwaukee over the period since the parties existed. So this is a choice between two large cities that host lots of conventions and are in somewhat competitive states, or to come here. I think the choice here then emphasizes that this is a decision that reflects the party's commitment to Wisconsin and to the Midwest states in the upcoming election.
Well, what does that look like a little bit? What does Milwaukee say about what the DNC is thinking right now, or perhaps as it weaves together as we head into this next presidential election?
I think the primary message is we won't ignore you again. Famously, Hillary Clinton did not campaign in Wisconsin in 2016 and lost the state by just under 23,000 votes, and also lost Michigan and Pennsylvania by small margins. Those states together were the Electoral College margin that gave President Trump the White House, even as he lost the national popular vote. So I think the focus here coming to Wisconsin is a message about Wisconsin specifically, because we are a very closely matched state between Democrats and Republicans last time, but also a signal to surrounding Midwest and in upper northern industrial states that the party is well aware that our region has been a base for them for decades, and the message of 2016 that the area might move away from the party is something the party is ready to address by having the convention here.
And Hillary Clinton has said she is not running for president, but Politico is reporting today that she's doing a fundraiser for the DNC in Washington later this month, and it's a dinner with Clinton and Chairman Tom Perez. So she is out there helping raise money for the DNC.
No, she certainly is, and she remains an important figure within the party. But I think and it bears mentioning that Clinton was scheduled to campaign in Wisconsin with then-President Obama. That trip was canceled because of the nightclub shooting in Florida the weekend before. But the trip was never rescheduled here. And the Clinton campaign put more emphasis on trying to win some states like Arizona that have been a bit of a stretch for Democrats but seem to be moving in their direction. If you look at the other two states this time, Miami would have been in Florida, a swing state for a long time, and the other option in Houston would have signaled Democrats' intent to stretch to win Texas, a state they haven't won for a long time. Instead, choosing here, I think they reflect the very closeness of the last election and that this upper Midwest region is critically important for them.
Talking with Charles Franklin, he's director of the Marquette University Law School poll and a professor of law and public policy, talking about the news we learned this week that Milwaukee landed the Democratic National Convention in July of 2020. What do you think about that? Join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. Charles, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Craig Gilbert wrote that, quote, Wisconsin is a microcosm of the fierce political battle for America's suburbs. What do you make of that?
I think it in the last two elections have clearly shown that the suburbs around Milwaukee are some of the very reddest, most Republican suburbs in the country. But if you look at the vote there, Trump in 16 did less well in those counties than Romney had done 4 years earlier. And this year, former Governor Walker did less well in those same counties than he did 4 years ago in 2014. It doesn't mean those counties are inevitably moving away from the GOP, but the evidence is clear that they're no longer delivering the size of margin that they were delivering in 2012 and before. That's an important trend here, but it reflects a trend that we see in suburbs in Georgia and in Texas and in other areas of the country as well. So that's an opportunity for Democrats to improve their margins there. Now, whether the convention itself is going to change anyone's mind, I rather doubt, but I think the focus on it and the opportunity for candidates to launch their national campaign will certainly give some prominence to them here.
I was going to ask you, how important are these conventions? Is it more about the pomp and circumstance, or is it real issues and a platform and an ability to get voters energized?
Yeah, there's usually a bit of a bounce in the polls right after the convention, so that it implies it's generally good for parties. I think the main thing is it gives several days where attention is focused on that party, its candidates, and platform. And then we move on, and then the next convention comes, and there's the same focus on the other party. But it does give a few days of fairly focused attention, and of course culminates on the kickoff speech on the last night when the presidential nominee gets to take center stage for to say what they want to say.
What does Milwaukee need to do between now and July 2020 to get ready here?
Well, I'm sure there's tremendous logistical things to do that. You know, the number of hotel rooms has been talked about as an issue. Do we have enough rooms to accommodate all the people coming in? There's no question in past conventions, no matter how big the city, the convention, not just the delegates, but all of the people surrounding it in the press corps and other party supporters and so on, will often spread out. So I imagine we will have people at the convention staying as far away as Madison and Chicago and perhaps Green Bay. And then there will be that lovely rush hour effect of the normal business of the city plus the convention. So I suspect that will be a little bit tedious for people.
Charles, thank you for ending on a dose of reality. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Charles Franklin is director of the Marquette University Law School poll. He's a professor of law and public policy. Coming up, plans show Foxconn using an area of Racine County, Wisconsin, to produce LCD screens. But some analysts speculate that Mount Pleasant could wind up with a smaller operation. We'll look into that. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.